Carl Whitaker, artist and art agitator, commissioned 30 artists from Tucson, El Paso, Las Cruces, and Albuquerque to make large prints without a set theme. That project is called the Desert Triangle Print Carpeta, and it will be on exhibit at the El Paso Museum of Art from January 31st through May 22nd. The main object of this carpeta, or print collection, is to exhibit both in and outside the Southwest and remind the world that there is art in the desert. Today, my guests are artists Carl Whitaker and Manuel Guerra and Dr. Patrick Shaw Cable from the El Paso Museum of Art. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Carl, this idea was born from you saying, hey, there's art happening in the desert, and I feel like everybody should know about it. Can you tell us about that?
Well, there's stuff that's going on out in the Southwest, but not everybody knows about it sometimes. And I'm from Albuquerque. I'm living in Tucson now. We don't know what's going on in El Paso, and people in Albuquerque don't know what's going on down the street. So I thought it would be kind of nice if we all got together and made a presentation. We did this originally a couple of years ago. We brought some prints from Tucson to the Chalk the Block event in downtown El Paso. That was sort of our first attempt. And the Chalk the Block after that, which was in 2014, Manny Guerra and I did a print exchange, the Yabig print exchange and the Horned Toad print exchange, and we showed those at Chalk the Block. So this thing just sort of gained a little bit of momentum, and we decided to go bigger.
And I guess from Chalk the Block, then you said you found the Maintain Coalition guys. And
right. And I had been watching those guys since I came down to El Paso about 5 years ago. And in Chalk the Block 212, they were doing live printmaking. Mm. Well, actually, I think it was 211. And I came back in 212 to buy prints from them. And they had a pop-up gallery the last time we exhibited, too. So we approached Ramon from Maintain in the pop-up gallery and asked him if we'd like to do a bigger project.
And Manuel, how do you and Carl know each other? Did you know each other before?
We actually met through my father, who has a life drawing class, and Carl would attend the life drawing classes there. And one time we just bumped into each other and we just started to talk.
And from all this talking, then came the carpeta, because really, I mean, you met everybody, you all came together, and then did you just have the idea and then called upon everybody and said, hey, let's do some prints?
That sounds pretty accurate. I mean, there's a lot of activity and good talent out here, and it's just a shame that we need a venue to show that. And so we decided to do the carpeta and see how far we could get with it.
Now, you purposely chose prints, and you purposely chose a size of prints. Can you talk about why you did that?
Well, prints travel pretty easily, so I can put all the prints in my car and drive down 5 miles and show them in Tucson or Albuquerque. We did pop-ups at print shows before this. We even did one in San Antonio. We had done a couple of sculpture festivals, me and Tanya Rich, back in Tucson, but you can't bring a sculpture, 500 miles. It's just too expensive. But prints are really good for establishing that dialogue and that back and forth.
Now, Dr. Cable, how did they come to you with the idea to exhibit the carpeta at the Museum of Art?
Well, we knew about the Chalk the Block event, and we had an opening, and we all thought it would be really interesting to have these works here.
Well, and what I found to be kind of neat, now, my only awareness of the carpeta really has been through social media. So, I follow a lot of the print shops here locally, and I follow a lot of the artists locally. So every now and again, they would pull a print and they say, it's for the carpeta. But I didn't quite know what the whole body of work would be. But in witnessing it, it was neat to see the print shops do exchange, the artists do exchange. Can you talk about, this is more than just making 30 prints. It really did turn into relationship building.
I think we started out of nowhere. We just didn't go buy prints. This time we commissioned prints, and that means we had to find places to do the prints at. And, we had proper print shop here in El Paso. That was part of the inspiration, and the glue factory in Tucson. But later on, Ramon said, why don't we do some prints in Mexico City at Taller 75 Grados? And we didn't mention this, but we have two artists from Juarez, mm-hmm. From two collectives in Juarez, Jellyfish Collective and Resiste Collective, Colectivos. And Resiste had done some prints in Mexico City. And I thought that was a wonderful idea. So we decided to take that chance, and we had 10 of our prints done at Taller 75 Grados. And after we did that, it went so well, we decided to send Francisco Delgado to Oaxaca, and he did a print there. And then we decided to send Manuel Guerra to Veracruz, and he did a print at La Ceiba Grafica, a lithography at this very incredible print shop out in the coffee hills on an old X plantation where they do everything from scratch. They're almost entirely self-sufficient with lithography.
What was your experience like, Manuel?
Oh, it was amazing. For any printmaker to go to La Ceiba Grafica, it's just a utopia for printmakers.
And is it just because of the pureness of it, or what was it that opened your eyes when you were there?
I would say the natural surroundings, the beauty of the place is just fantastic. And of course, they were specializing in something that really caught my attention. I'm a lithographer. And when I went to the Ceiba Grafica, I had heard that they were doing lithographies on marble. And that actually caught my attention. And since I'm in love with lithography, I had to try something new.
Did you do it on marble?
Yes, I did do it on marble 5 times.
So what's the difference between doing it on marble and how you usually do it at the print shop?
Marble is a little bit harder. It's a harder surface as opposed to the Bavarian limestone. So actually, the etching systems that are used for traditional lithography are somewhat different on Mexican marble.
Very cool. Now, the other thing I see, I know the guys from Proper Print Shop also did an exchange with 75 Grados. Is that what it's called, the taller?
Yes.
And they do some really, really fine pulling there. I mean, it is super, super detailed. And you can see how the guys from Proper then brought those techniques back and immediately placed it to work on these prints. Maybe it was Matthew Poe's print that they pulled after they went there. And Federico Villalba, who's a photographer, contributed a print. And maybe I'm mistaken, but it seems like because they learned those techniques there that they were able to do that.
Well, Federico's print was done in Mexico City.
Ah.
So once we saw how good they were, and I'm not a printmaker, I'm still humbled by all this, we decided to go with Federico's print. And it was very detailed, and he has like chrome on that bicycle, and they just pulled it off, and I was very spellbound. That was just wonderful.
Now, Dr. Cable, you've seen this print because I believe it's in the biennial as a photograph.
Correct.
What do you think about the concept of making a print out of a photograph?
Well, I'm very interested to see it because I found in his photographs that he submitted for the biennial, Federico Villalba, he's really into color and uses it beautifully. And you can tell he really responds to all the colors in a composition from his street photography that he does. So it's just ordinary subjects that he finds, but they're very colorful. And I could see how that would translate really beautifully into a beautiful silk screen. And that reminds me of some of the other works in the show. I like the boldness of either the graphic design contrast of black and white or the contrast of color and form you see in a lot of these works. But I think of another one, Simi Alvarez, beautiful purple landscape of the river under the bridge. It's a beautiful work.
That one's gorgeous. Yeah. And I believe Zeke Pena also did one from the same taller.
Yes, Zeke Pena's print was done in taller at 75 Grados. Also want to mention that both Zeke's print and my print, I'm going under KRRRL, are going to be augmented by the Augment El Paso people. So you'll be able to download an app and put your iPhone in front of one of these prints, and it'll add elements to it. And we're really happy that they participated.
And another thing that's nice about the prints is a lot of symbols, either from the border or from Hispanic culture or from the desert. But then you can see a lot of the artists are doing a lot of new things with them. So they're kind of recreating and making their own symbols out of things. So they're all very different, too.
And that brings me to the thing. So they're all from the desert Southwest, but there was no theme. They all just kind of gravitated to where they were going to gravitate. Did you notice a pattern, perhaps, between the Tucson artists, Albuquerque artists, border artists?
Well, that's another topic of discussion. We did impose the format, which was 22 by 30, a large full sheet of paper, and we were partial to silk screening. Mm-hmm. And I did kind of discourage abstract. So we had seen this show that was going along, Estampas de la Raza. Mm-hmm. The Romo collection, we actually went out to Los Angeles to look at that and see all those silk screens. That was inspiration and also raised the bar for us. So there was a little bit of that influence, but the artists were not obliged to do anything.
And it seems like they all stepped up. I mean, you have artists that aren't necessarily mm-hmm. printmakers. I mean, we have Federico, who's a photographer. But are there any other artists that you can think of that are working outside of their medium to have contributed a print?
Well, Nanny Chagón, I think she did her first print. She's a Navajo printmaker from Albuquerque, a young lady. I was walking in Santa Fe a couple of weeks ago, and I saw one of her murals in Santa Fe, and I said, okay, that's wonderful. That's one example.
I also wanted to credit Carl because I get the impression that he's really been so active in getting this all together and keeping it going because it's really important. It actually made me think of Vincent van Gogh recently because coming from a European artistic background, I've always loved Van Gogh. But he used to talk about lithography, for example, that he wanted it as a cheaper medium and a more accessible medium to open the audience for his art. And then in terms of his collaboration with other artists and his zeal for working together with other artists and doing things collaboratively, I see that all those hallmarks here in terms of collectors, potential collectors, they might be more apt to buy something from an artist because it's more reasonably priced as a print. And then the idea of the exchange and then getting it all together to have a specific project that then will be exhibited. It all really has encouraged like a lot of artistic expression and activity just through the project itself.
It's really neat to see. I mean, just from the outside and now to see it all together is really, really cool. So we can all catch the Desert Triangle Carpeta at the El Paso Museum of Art starting January 31st, and it'll be up through May 22nd. And then in between, it looks like you'll have some fun kind of programming events that you're looking forward to. So I'd say what the best thing to do is follow the Museum of Art's Facebook page.
Yes.
And
right.
The Desert Carpeta has a blog.
Yes, it's deserttriangle.blogspot.com.
Congratulations on being the connector, really, Carl, and a contributor to this and to the museum for having a place for artists to show their work, because this is going to be really cool. And Manuel, for contributing your art.
Thank you very much.
For sharing it with us. The Desert Triangle Print Carpeta will be on exhibit at the El Paso Museum of Art from January 31st through May 22nd. Today, my guests have been artists Carl Whitaker, Manuel Guerra, and Dr. Patrick Shaw Cable from the El Paso Museum of Art. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.